Lesson Philip and Ethiopia. Message: God wants us to share the gospel with all people. Bible text: Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 39. Philip and the Ethiopian. When the church was being persecuted, Philip took the gospel to Samaria, where God blessed his work greatly. He told the people about Jesus and his message. One day, an angel of the Lord told Philip that he was to go south along the desert road between Jerusalem and Gaza. Before long, he met a man sitting in his carriage reading. The man was an Ethiopian eunuch and held a very high position at the royal court. He was in charge of the Ethiopian queen's money. He had been on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and was on his way home. The Holy Spirit urged Philip to approach the man. He found him reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The eunuch replied, "How can I, without someone to guide me?" He asked Philip to sit next to him in the carriage. Then Philip explained to him that Jesus was the man Isaiah was speaking about. He told him all about Jesus. The eunuch was intrigued. They rode on, and when they came to water, the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Can I be baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you can be baptized." The eunuch responded, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He stopped the carriage and they went down to the water. Philip baptized the man. As they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The Ethiopian was joyful and went on his way rejoicing. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, and bench can serve as a carriage, a bowl of water. Lesson instruction. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Where does Philip meet the treasurer from Ethiopia? He followed the instruction of an angel. Go to south. What does the treasurer do? The man was reading in the book of Isaiah, but he does not understand anything. What does Philip do? He explained it to him and preached the gospel to him. What is the result of this? The treasurer believes in Jesus and asks Philip to baptize him. Have the children repeat. God sent Philip to the Ethiopian to tell him about Jesus. God wants us to share the gospel with others. Real life application. Explain the following. Philip helped the treasurer to understand God's word. Who helped us today to understand God's word? The ministers or teachers instruct us. We should listen to our inner voice and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. We can all share the good news of the fulfillment of God's plan. How can we do this? Invite someone to Sunday school, divine service, talk to someone at the playground. Repeat the message. God wants us to share the gospel with all people.